Hello and welcome to the Micro Short Stories Podcast. And if you have joined us before, welcome back. In this episode, I've written a story called The Update That Never Was, and I will read it in this episode. So stick around if you want to hear that. After the story, we have a quiz, and after that is a segment all about a certain mob in Minecraft. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the story of The Update That Never Was.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The Update That Never Was. When I logged into my world, I was immediately greeted by mystery. Why am I underground, I thought. I've been playing Minecraft since I was a 7-year-old boy. That's 6 years of playing Minecraft. I thought I was pretty experienced, but nothing could have prepared me for game-breaking glitches like this. It must be a glitch, I thought. Minecraft's always been glitchy since 1.13. Unfortunately for my computer, Minecraft Update 1.13 made mine almost unable to run Minecraft, due to the multitudes of fish and kelp creating entity laggins at my world. Now whenever I play Minecraft, I have to coast along with only 60 FPS. Even for a glitch, this was really strange. I thought it on my head. How could this glitch have happened, I thought. This cave's completely closed off, and I'd never been in this cave, so it couldn't be the game not saving. Strange. I decided the best course of action was to mine straight up, and hope not to encounter any lava or gravel. The F3 screen showed I was only around 30 blocks from the surface. I began place jump mining upwards. After only 30 seconds, the coarse sound of dirt being mined began, and I whipped out my shovel. I broke through the surface and surveyed where I was. My house was inside a taiga biome. I was inside a taiga biome, but where was my house? I turned a full 360, looking for my house and not seeing it. I stepped fully out of the hole I was in. Luckily, the sun was out and I had full visibility. After a short search later, my house was found. My house was small, and whenever I saw it, it filled me with nostalgia as I remembered when I had first built this house 3 years ago. I walked up to my house via the gravel walk I had built leading up to the front doors of the small house. Walking up to my spruce door, I punched it open. It wouldn't budge. Something must be blocking it. I mined the door and looked for the cause of the nuisance. As I had predicted, a block lay in the path of the door. As I had not predicted, however, I was seeing a block I had never laid eyes upon before. The block was purple and brown, with pixels of green throughout. It looked like a cross between the insides of a lit nether portal and a grass block. Then I went out my game into the Minecraft launcher. Yep, a new update, I realized with relief. Version 16.6.6 must have just been added. This explained all the glitches. The new Minecraft update must have just glitched my game. I went back into my world and began mining the strange block. It took a while to mine, even with my netherite pick. I picked it up. Guessing it would be called something like obsidian grass or something. Nope. Instead, it had no name at all. When I held the block inside my hotbar, or clicked on it in my inventory, no name or data showed up. This was a lot stranger than the cave, I thought. I justified this strange occurrence with the new update, as I had done before. Looking into my house, I stood aghast at the sight before me. My walls and floors were littered with the strange unnamed block. The block had been replaced to cobblestone and wood. Words left me. All the memories this house had held were destroyed. Almost worse than that, on the other side of the room, I could see a block in place in my chest, with no remnants of any of the items that were in there. I hurried over and confirmed, no items were left. Luckily, I had another chest with more items and building blocks, including my supply of totems and diamonds, so I wasn't completely robbed of my possessions. After closing my diamond chest, I walked over to the strange obsidian grass looking block. I mined it again, just to see if something with a name would drop this time. Nope, still just a blank name. I dropped the block in disgust. My house, my memories, my possessions, gone. I walked dejectedly out the door, preparing for the tedious task of creating a new home. Greeting me when I opened the door was my yard and my house covered in the strange block. I now despised with a passion. I stormed out of my room and crossed my destroyed yard, and walked straight towards the forest. Then I remembered the diamonds and totems in my chest. I had to turn back. I turned around and noticed something I hadn't noticed before. The blocks weren't just randomly thrown about. They created a sort of path that appeared to lead deep into the taiga forest. I rushed back to my house and realized disdainfully that I would be unable to carry the items in my chest. I will return, I told myself. I walked back outside and started walking down the widespread and meandering path made of the strange obsidian grass. After around 5 minutes of walking, I came into a plains biome and was relieved to have better eyesight in my wide-open surroundings. I continued onward. Soon, the plains biome merged to the base of a large mountain. At the edge of my render distance, I could barely see the top of the mountain. The path did not lead onto the mountain, thankfully, but turned sharply to the right and continued onwards into the distance. I began trekking again, though my spirit was more dampened than at the beginning. Finally, up ahead, I saw a small stone structure squatting in the midst of an old-growth birch forest. I walked warily ahead. I had not built this, and I didn't think something like this could have been naturally generated. I was 15 blocks away when I noticed movement. I looked at where my peripheral vision had seen it, and saw one of the obsidian grass blocks on the path start to move. I stepped back and noticed a few more begin to creep towards me. I turned and started full on sprinting away, hoping turning my back on the blocks was not a huge mistake. I turned mid-sprint and saw, to my horror, what appeared to be the whole path rushing straight at me. It was no use. The blocks surrounded me and started closing inward. There was no escape. When the circle of the blocks closed in on me, I teleported below the bedrock, and my game crashed once the respawn screen came up. I did not know what to think. I was still in shock. A few hours later, after purposely avoiding getting on my computer, I finally went on my computer and looked up the details of 1.16.6.6. Even though I suspected it, it still came as a shock to see there was no such update to Minecraft. How did that update get on my PC? I was an only child, and I was sure my parents hadn't done it. Steeling myself, I reopened Minecraft and saw right away that the 1.16.16.6 update was gone. It was gone from the updates folder in Minecraft's code too. I quickly opened up my Minecraft world and saw that I was in my house. The house and its surrounding had no trace of the obsidian grass block. Even the things from my destroyed chest were back. I never saw the block again, but that doesn't answer the question of what happened in that Minecraft world. It is time for a quiz. The quiz question is, which game inspired Notch to make Minecraft? The options are A, Roblox, B, Tetris, C, Infaminer, and D, Cubivore, Survival of the Fittest. If you're on Spotify, I set up a poll down below, just scroll down in this episode's description. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, write the question of the poll and your answer for a chance to be shouted out inside the next episode. Thank you guys for watching. This has been Minecraft Short Stories. If you enjoyed this episode, go check out Minecraft Spooky Stories, my other podcast found on any major podcasting platforms. Make sure to leave this podcast a 5-star review and tell your friends about it. I will see you guys inside the next episode. Thank you guys for watching. This has been Minecraft Short Stories. If you enjoyed this episode, go check out Minecraft Spooky Stories, my other podcast found on any major podcasting platforms. Make sure to leave this podcast a 5-star review and tell your friends about it. I will see you guys inside the next episode.